Hi, my name is Saori Okubo, and I'm listed as the third presenter. I'm one of the team members conducted this study on Care4Health website, User Experience in New Delhi, India. This study relates to knowledge management in global health. So it covers some of the issues presented by Ms. Han, like mHealth and also diffusion of innovations as well. So Tara Sullivan was listed formally in the program. She couldn't be here today. I also want to thank Nandita Kapadia-Kundu, who is our senior researcher in India. And Nandita pretty much, developed most of the contents and presentation slides that I'm sharing with you today. We all work at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health Center for Communication Programs, and the Care4Health Knowledge for Health project is funded and supported by USAID. So here are learning objectives for you. We hope that by the end of this presentation, you will understand four theoretical frameworks that we used to design this study. And you can also explain characteristics of continuum use of KM products. You will be able to identify potential KM outcomes, focusing on the learning and action components. You'll understand some of the emerging themes that we captured to continue to strengthen web-based KM. And finally, we hope that you have some takeaways from this presentation so that you can adapt and apply concepts and methods of this whole assessment in your work. So I'll start with my favorite slide. KM products and services is like a lotus flower. This is a Nandita's concept, but when she explained to me, it really got me, and it was so clear and understandable. So lotus flower blooms from a pool of information and knowledge. Basically, it implies that the purpose of knowledge management is to capture, organize, and synthesize, best practices, lessons learned, evidence-based health information is spread around, and then make them available for other audiences. Also, KM products and services should be multi-layered like the lotus. It means that once the health information and knowledge is captured, organized, and synthesized, it needs to be available to, users by different types of formats, tools, and methods because needs and preferences of audience vary. Like, for example, you can think about websites, toolkits, e-learning courses, information repositories like databases, blogs, and also, mHealth. Okay, so we continue to face challenges when we try to measure and evaluate knowledge management efforts because it's a new field propelled by information superhighway. Every day, there's a development in information and communication technologies, and we need to be responsive to all those changes. And next, it's not amenable to standard methods of evaluation because KM stems from different subject areas, including communication, business, and information and library sciences, and so on. So often, KM lacks concrete and agreeable evaluation framework. And it leads to the third challenge, lack of theoretical frameworks to guide KM evaluation. So how to evaluate the impact? So we all need to put on a thinking cap to continue to think like how we can, you know, identify relevant theoretical approaches to guide KM, you know, throughout a project cycle, including needs assessment, development of KM services and products, and also designing, monitoring, and evaluation in order to assess actionability of information and capture knowledge outcomes. So we've identified four theoretical constructs to inform this study, and I'll go over each of them. So here, like each of these theoretical constructs are explained in terms of how, you know, they are applicable to, you know, our study design. So instead of going through the this table, I have a separate slide. So I'll try to pronounce. If I do it wrong, please correct me if you know Hindi. Sadharanikaran. So this is an ancient Indian theory of communication. Now, like, it's being used in the communication field because of its applicability. It's quite fascinating, I think. And the key concepts from this theory for knowledge management include simplification, compassion, emotional connect, and collective response. Next one is sense-making theory, and it really focuses on adding meaning to information, knowledge, and experiences, especially by asking, you know, these questions listed on the right. Can information be understood in different contexts or different audiences? How can shared meaning be adapted and used to improve health systems? Can we conceptualize information as active and action-oriented? Next one is diffusion of innovations. And we've also used different concepts from this particular theory, but for this one, we are talking about, you know, this diffusion and process of spread of information and knowledge. Again, the diffusion of innovation is rooted in communication science. And here we are looking at how our KM product reach out to our initial audience. You know, let's say a program manager working in an international NGO, and then this person, how this person then use and adapt, you know, resources for his or her audiences. So it will go to the next level, family planning providers, for example. And from there, how family planning providers use that knowledge to service their own clients. And lastly, this is a logic model on knowledge management for global health. This logic model was designed by a professional network or community of practice called Global Health Knowledge Collaborative Group. So this, you know, had like a very typical logic model elements, like starting from input, processes, and outputs, and then outcomes. And in our study, we particularly focused on the right-hand side, initial outcomes, focusing on learning and action. And this part is also informed by diffusion of innovation as well. Okay, so we've looked at the effectiveness of our main website. It's careforhealth.org, and it covers like multiple resources, including over 80 toolkits, over 60 e-learning courses, Popline and PhotoShare databases. We also facilitate a community of practices, working groups. We also make the information available through social media. And the focus content areas include family planning, reproductive health, and other related health. Our global reach For example, in a year, on average, we have over 200,000 visitors from 195 countries. And 10 top visiting countries include, this list exclude U.S. because U.S. is always the first, you know, top country. Indonesia, India, U.K., Philippines, Kenya, Pakistan, Canada, Mexico, South Africa, and Nigeria. And as you may notice, you know, many of those countries are often, you know, categorized as low to medium income countries. Okay, so we identified four research questions, and each of these research questions is mapped to, you know, four theoretical constructs. First one, care for health products and services providing simple and actionable information. Second, is information accessed, comprehended by users? Third, what is the spread and reach of care for health products and services? Fourth, what are the initial learning and action outcomes of care for health products and services? Okay, so very quickly, methodology. So again, this study was part of the larger global level study, including like also usability assessment as well as online survey. But here in India, it was qualitative, just conducting in-depth interviews, and we identified samples, participants, from our contact list, and from there through referrals. So it's snowball sampling. It had pre- and post-assessment components to look at old website design as well as new website design. In 2012, we conducted 23 interviews, and in 2013, we conducted 13 interviews. While we attempted to, you know, compare the results, again, because of the nature of qualitative study, you know, we couldn't really be conclusive, but we tried to look at what has happened between this old and new designs. So just to give you an idea, this is, hold on. It went. How can I? Okay. So I need to go back. Okay. So it's automatic. So before it disappears, this old design has more, you know, kind of busy with text and so many boxes. And hold on, it's going. Now I'm having a problem to go to a new design. Good, okay. So it's much cleaner, and I'm sorry, you just had a few seconds, but it's much cleaner, and also like have a very good navigation bar in the on the top. So sorry about the technical difficulty, and I can maybe jump into the results. So Care for Health website continuum of use. In 2012 and 2013, we realized that it's not all about not using and using. People can be characterized in different types of use. So we came up with criteria and tried to map each interview participants to these categories: infrequent use, moderate use, and frequent use. So our, you know, goal is that to move, you know, like the audience from left to right by understanding their, you know, characteristics, profiling them, and, you know, promote website in a way that meet with needs of audience. And hopefully, like, everybody makes a comment like this frequent user: I go for a daily stroll to the Care for Health website. So next, you know, it was a repeated theme. Everybody wants to have something simple in terms of contents, you know, formats, design, everything. So this nice quote really captures that particular comment, you know, simplicity, simplicity. But when we are talking about simplicity, we cannot just take away, you know, the key essence from the technical contents. We need to have a way to, you know, synthesize and simplify, you know, the essence of, you know, contents that you are trying to communicate. Now, like, again, diffusion of health information and knowledge. This, you know, really relates to, like, other slides that I show. Like, you know, it's also a good illustrative examples. So, you know, our audience tend to have, you know, good internet connection. They tend to typically live in capital cities in, you know, countries. And also, they are very much highly educated. But our goal is to, you know, make sure that the knowledge and the information is going to the last mile. You are talking about health clients in very remote communities. To do that, we need to think and look at how information diffuses from one area to the other, and how we can replicate this particular model, and especially helping the first-level audience to adapt the content for his or her own purpose. And then from the second-level audience, we also need to assist them to then be able to communicate the knowledge to, you know, the clients. So, and we also realize that emotional connect is very important component. So when we are dealing with technical content, we still need to think people, you know, tend to use that particular information and knowledge when they feel the information is coming from credible and trustworthy source. So, and in the process, we also captured some anecdotal evidences. Like here is a list of like examples of actions. So like we try to map those examples into different action focus areas. And as you see, like people tend to use our resources for training and education purpose. I think it's a given because they have a very distinct purpose to take something and train others. And the next area is to improve programs and practice, including service delivery, and third and fourth, research and policy areas. So from this process, we captured some emerging themes that we can consider to apply to strengthen our products and services. First, amplification of reach and engagement. So again, like we need to look at different levels of audiences, and monitoring and evaluation should be responsive to all levels of audiences. Second, increasing visibility of care for health. So we feel that we have really good, like, you know, when you look at web statistics, like we know we get like many number of visits, but when we go out to the field, we realize that not many people know about us. So the participants suggested some concrete suggestions, and including maybe we should look at participating in different forums locally, and also reach out to public sector, form a partnership with government officials, introduce interactive mechanisms to make the website more fun, and continue to conduct promotional campaigns specific to that country. So third area is integrating ICT, social media, and mHealth as core delivery mechanisms. And for example, when we compared like the characteristics of infrequent, moderate, and frequent users, we realized that frequent users are also heavy users of social media. So they tend to, you know, look at Facebook, Twitter, and all those things to skim through newest information, while infrequent users just knew about toolkits available through Care for Health. So, like, you know, really incorporating social media and mHealth components would be a key. And lastly, harnessing innovation and sustainability. We realized that people are really interested in knowing like experiential knowledge, you know, like how others are doing, you know, capturing best practices. And in addition to best practices and successful examples, we also need to learn from some failing examples. So how we can document all those things and make them available to others. Okay, so this is the last slide. Thank you very much. I hope you have a chance to, you know, take a look at our website and the summary report of this study and other big study forthcoming. So it will be available through this website, and I listed our contact information here. And if you have any questions or want to have more information, we are available. Thank you very much.